This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says Nepal should be developed as a country with full press freedom in South Asia. Wide-body aircraft landing at Gautam Buddha International Airport to mark test flight and heat wave in India leaves millions struggling to cope. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has underlined the need of making democratic candidates and those standing for changes victorious in the upcoming local elections and strengthen the foundation of a democracy right from the local level. In an appeal today, the president of the major ruling party spoke about the need of defeating anti-constitutional and anti-democratic forces by the election and further consolidate the base of a democracy. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has said that Nepal should be developed as a country with full press freedom in South Asia. At a meeting of the 7th National Journalism Day main ceremony committee held at the minister today, Minister Karki stressed the need to lead the country towards prosperity by maintaining freedom of expression and complete freedom of the press. The meeting also urged the entire media world to celebrate the National Journalism Day with joy. The national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation NAC will be conducting an operational performance test flight at Gautam Buddha International Airport, which serves as the country's second international airport today. The NAC A330 wide-body aircraft is scheduled to take off from Tribhuvan International Airport at 3 p.m. and land in Bhairava of Lumbini, where the second international airport is located, following a 45-minute flight. According to Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal Director General Engineer Pradeep Adhikari, the establishment of another international airport is a really significant achievement for the nation. According to CAN, domestic airports in Tarai areas as well as Gautam Buddha International Airport are coming into operation for 18 hours daily from today. Similarly, international commercial flights would be operated at Gautam Buddha International Airport for 24 hours from upcoming 16th of May. A man died in a road accident that took place at Bange Pahiro of Malika Rural Municipality, 6th of Magdi. The accident involved a motorcycle that had fallen about 100 meters from the road. The accident took place at 3 a.m. in the morning. According to Police Inspector Rajan Dhakal, the deceased has been identified as Bhavinder Kisan, 23, of Garjara in Malika Rural Municipality 5. Kisan died on the spot. Likewise, Santosh Kisan, 25, of Mangala Rural Municipality 2, who was pillion riding the motorcycle, has sustained minor injuries. The district police office Surkhet has arrested three persons along with a leopard hide in Birindanagar Bazar. Deputy Superintendent of Police Ram Prasad Gharti said they are Amar Thapa, Bharat Bahadur Buddha of Darnakot village of Birindanagar Municipality 14 and Dal Bahadur Buddha of Birindanagar Municipality 12. Police arrested them from Surkhet Bus Park based Sunita Hotel of Ananda Bahadur Sahi on Wednesday while acting on a tip-off. Police added that a necessary investigation into the case is underway. A four-story house was gutted in a huge fire that broke out at Kamal Nagar Chowk in Narangar Bazar. The fire that broke out in Tulsiram Sapkota's house last night has been extinguished only at 7 this morning. According to information officer at the district police office, Narhari Adhikari, the fire was put out with the help of fire brigades, Nepal police, armed police force, Nepal army personnel and locals. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. The division said isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places in Province 1 and Bagmati Province and at one or two places in Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudurpashchim Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Russia is using gas and trade as a weapon against Europe, says Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky. His comments come after Russia's state-run energy firm Gazprom cut gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria. The EU calls the move blackmail, while Poland says Russia is trying to divide Ukraine's allies. The UK says Russia should be pushed out of the whole of Ukraine is the clearest statement yet of its aim. Russia's president says any country interfering in Ukraine will be met with a lightning fast response. Ukraine says Russia used force to disperse a rally in occupied Kherson, while Russia says it shot down Ukrainian rockets fired at the city. Millions of Indians are experiencing a heat wave that is throwing lives and livelihoods out of gear, and there is no relief in sight. Temperatures are rising rapidly in the country and rising much earlier than usual, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi told state chief ministers on Wednesday. The India Meteorological Department has forecast a gradual rise in maximum temperatures by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over most parts of northwestern and central India this week, with no large change thereafter. The Center for Science and Environment, a think tank, says that early heat waves this year have affected around 15 states, including the northern state of Himachal Pradesh, known for its pleasant temperatures. This week, the mercury in the capital Delhi is expected to cross 44 degrees Celsius. Any country trying to intervene in the Ukraine war will face a lightning-fast response, Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned. Ukraine allies have stepped up the supply of weapons, with the U.S. vying to make sure Ukraine defeats Russia. Western officials say Russia is being hampered in its efforts in the east. Last week, Russia launched a major offensive to seize the Donbas region after withdrawing from areas around the capital Kyiv. But according to one official, Russian forces are finding it difficult to overcome the stench Ukrainian resistance, and they are suffering losses. In another development, the European Commission has accused Russia of blackmail after Moscow cut off gas exports to Poland and Bulgaria. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says Nepal should be developed as a country with a full press freedom in South Asia. Wide-body aircraft landing at Gautam Buddha International Airport to mark test flight, and heat wave in India leaves millions struggling to cope. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.